The name of the show coming to the Goodman Theater, opening, I believe, tomorrow, is called American Mariachi. And I'm honored to have Jose Cruz Gonzalez on the phone, the playwright of many shows, including The Astronaut, Farm Worker, The Long Road Today, The Baseball Sky, a professor emeritus at California State University in Los Angeles, and the playwright of American Mariachi. Hi, Jose.
Hey, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Well, it is good to talk to you. The show is opening tomorrow, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell me what American Mariachi is all about, aside from the fact that I believe we'll be hearing a lot of mariachi music.
That's correct. I'll tell you, it's a piece for families. It's fun. It's, you know, follows a young woman in the 1970s who decides to learn a song that her mother loved to hear. And her mother's, you know, forgetting things now. She's sort of battling dementia. But this song just brings her alive. And so this little record that her mother loves to hear gets broken. And so suddenly this young woman, Lucha, decides, I'm going to learn to play that my mother's song, favorite song. But it's a mariachi song. It's the 1970s. She's a woman. And this music is only passed on from father to son. And so that's the challenge. How does Lucha learn her mother's song and learn to play with it?
All right. Lots of questions come from that. The first question I have for you is this true? Is this a true story in any way?
Well, this is true, inspired by speaking with women mariachis who, you know, are professionals, and they have all these amazing stories. And I was so inspired to hear about these women back in the 1970s. You know, what they were doing was pretty revolutionary.
So what I didn't know until this very moment is what you just said, that women, that mariachi music was passed on from father to son, never from apparently father to daughter or mother to daughter.
That's correct.
What is the derivation of that?
Well, you know, it's just been a tradition that, you know, comes back from many, many generations. You know, this music comes from Mexico, and it's you know, out of the ashes of the conquest of the New World, this new music emerged, and this music was, you know, passed on from father to son. Excuse me, we've got air conditioning going on in here. And so this was a regional type of music that eventually sort of became the signature sound of Mexico in the 1930s.
And it continues to be. Now, I want to talk a little bit about mariachi music, because people oftentimes are only exposed to restaurant mariachi music or tourist mariachi music. The real deal, I know, is quite different. And I also know that mariachi music varies depending on where you happen to be in Mexico.
Right. You know, what's one of the most beautiful things about this music is it's international now. You know, it's played in all parts of the world, believe it or not. And what's beautiful about the music, of course, is the style of music. I mean, you think about mariachi music and mariachi musicians, you know, they're doing what they call their tambas, their gigs. And so it could be a restaurant. It could be, you know, weddings. You know, they're like the soundtrack to somebody's life. They're there at birth. They're there at the baptism. They're there for the quinceañera when you turn 15. They're there for your wedding. And they're there for your you know, when it's time to say goodbye. You know, for funerals. And so it just covers a community's life there. And so it's so embraced by the community. And so this music, you know, just sort of captures your life and your family. And it's so infectious because it's just so amazing in terms of these musicians. When you think about it, they have to have all the songs. We're literally talking about hundreds of songs that they have to have memorized. And they have to be able to play it in any key. And if somebody decides they want to sing, they will play that song for that person in the key that they are singing.
Hmm. And that is a tradition? The part about just someone coming along, recognizing a song, and then just saying, I'm going to sing along.
Right. And so, you know, you grow up with a number of these songs that are, you know, generations, you know, passed on. And, you know, if they're requested, those mariachis have got to be able to do it. And they're not reading music. It's all memorized.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that we can talk about maybe when we come back is the variety of music. So mariachis can play anything and anything well, I have learned, including classical music, if they're really good at it. Yeah, and it sounds beautiful, too. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about the show American Mariachi when we come back on WGN. Sounds good, huh? Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. We're taking vacation. We're going to Mexico, I think. That wouldn't be a bad idea. 12:47 now. We're talking about the show American Mariachi. Jose Cruz Gonzalez is here. So, Jose, there's a story I need to tell you. I was, in fact, in Mexico. I was on a beach or near a beach, and we heard this music, and it sounded so familiar. It was the classical. I don't know the name. The United Airlines uses it as their theme, but that's really a classical song, right? And we're hearing that, and I'm thinking, what's going on? Is this a commercial for United Airlines that the resort we're staying at is playing, which was El Dorado Royale? Are they playing it on the speakers? I mean, what's? But it was live. I could tell. You know, you can tell if you're hearing live music, and it was live. And we walk toward the sound, my wife and I, and then we see like 15, 16, 17 mariachis on the beach playing the song. And it was beautiful. And then a man stands up and starts to sing another song. And slowly, staff that works at this resort comes out one by one by one by one, because the man singing to us, Juan Gabriel, who is a legendary singer in Mexico. He's since passed away, sadly. And the tourist had no idea that they could have gotten a concert from Juan Gabriel. I mean, really, this was Juan, kind of like, I don't know, would you say like the Neil Diamond of Mexico?
That's a great description. Yes, absolutely. I mean, he was, you know, a star in his own right. And so what a gift that you were able to see him perform. Wow.
Well, not only perform, but perform for maybe 25 people watching him on the beach and hear his own mariachis play a variety of music. So they're playing classical music. I don't remember the song. It was an American country song that they played. And they were playing some of his hits. It was like 30 minutes of music. And it was absolutely wonderful. But that's what turned me on to the fact that I'm thinking of mariachis as an American, not having experienced a variety of the real deal, what a real mariachi band, and they are clearly absolutely wonderful musicians, can do.
What's one of the beautiful things about American mariachi, as I said, is, you know, it's international. And so here in the United States, you know, outside of Mexico City, the capital of mariachi is Los Angeles. Just 5 minutes down from Los Angeles, there is so many mariachis there in Los Angeles. You can just drive up and hire them right there on the spot. And what's really fantastic to see is that these musicians have really, you know, it's a tradition that was passed on in the sense of you'd hear it, it wasn't written down, and you had to really develop your ear. But now, you know, people study it in universities and colleges, and so the level of artistry is really sophisticated, so that they can play the traditional mariachi, you know, songs, but they can also do classical music as well.
And in this case, at least one country song. So in your show, American Mariachi, which opens tomorrow, Monday, at the Goodman Theater, is this original music? Is it music that many of us would recognize?
So there is traditional songs that, you know, date back generations, but there's also original music. There were two songs that I decided to write for the piece. And I'm so happy that we were able to include those two songs in American Mariachi.
So you mentioned... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. Stylistically, you know, we're going to try... You're going to hear different styles of mariachi music, which is really fantastic, from sort of the traditional son, which is the rapid song, to boleros, the ballads, rancheras, sort of the country song. So you really get a variety of styles of music.
Now, you mentioned that at the very, very beginning of this conversation that it's grandma that is suffering some dementia, hears a song, and you could see it in her eyes. I mean, she pays attention when she hears a very familiar song. There has been research that's been done that suggests that that can happen, that people who are suffering dementia can sing the lyrics to songs that they grew up listening to. Is that what in part motivated you?
Yes, you know, it's a great question that you ask. You know, when I began writing American Mariachi, I didn't realize that soon my mother would be battling dementia, and she's, you know, in that stage now. And one of the things that I have found when I play for her, she sings. She remembers these songs, and so we'll sing them together. It is true. As one of the characters in the play says, music is memory. And that's been just really constant and always touching to me, because it's a way for me to stay close to my mom.
You know, you said early on that the show is about family. To me, Mexico is about family. I have many friends in Mexico, and I spoke to several of them during the course of the pandemic, and back and forth through WhatsApp, we're communicating, and I said, what's the worst thing about the pandemic? And they independently each answered the same. I can't hug. Is that Mexico?
Oh, definitely, but it's also here. You know, the U.S. has got such a richness in terms of the immigrant community, you know, and we have such amazing Latinx communities here. And, you know, family is really, really important. And, you know, so you got to hug your uncle. You got to hug your mom, your dad, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, whoever. It's just a way of saying, hello, I love you.
And not my uncle, but that's a whole other story. So tell us, I'm just kidding. Tell us where we can see the show and where we can learn more about it. At the Goodman Theater, I know, but tell us about the website and give us any more information we might need.
Right. Well, please just look up the Goodman Theater, American Mariachi on the web, and you will find it. They have such amazing information there about the show and how long it's going to be going. I believe we go till the 24th of October. We open tomorrow, and from our previews, I have to tell you, audiences are coming, families are coming. It's been a great celebration coming out of being, away from a theater for 18 months. And you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to sing, and you're just going to have a great time.
Yeah, I believe you have to show proof of vaccination unless you're a young child that cannot be vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, yeah, you know, right off when you enter, they'll just ask for your vaccine card. You'll have your mask and you'll have your license, your ID to just show, and then you're set.
All right. I'm set. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Jose Cruz Gonzalez. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's at the Goodman Theater. No one ever gets married expecting it to end. Oh, gosh, I hope not. But for many couples, that is unfortunately reality. No matter how long you've been married, getting a divorce can be challenging. Well, the Stadsdil Law Group understands that. The Stadsdil Law Group will provide you with guidance through difficult divorce process and assert your rights concerning your children's support, alimony, and property. You could rely on their experience. Call them at 630-462-9500, 630-462-9500, or visit them at stadsdillaw.com, stogsdill.com. Hard to say, but very special to talk about. Next hour on WGN, Oh, did they or didn't they? Did they break the record? I'm talking about the record for the largest dog wedding ever. That's what they were after in Villa Park. Did they do it? We will find out. Also, Karen Conti, our legal analyst for WGN Radio, will be here. And we'll talk about what New York City is saying as some of their teachers are pushing back and saying, at least their union is, and saying, no, we can't be mandated to have vaccines. Well, can they be mandated? And can businesses or entities such as these public entities, such as school districts, do that? She'll be here to offer her views on WGN.